Back at Cavanaugh Court, Mareve and Forest Park getting ready and starting lineups just about to be introduced right now. And Coach Sharon Ash, the Rangers, as usual, big across the board here tonight.
Yeah, and they will start at one guard, Daniel Lusk, a 6'1 senior. At the other guard, Isaac Ubelar, a 6'2 sophomore. At center, it'll be the freshman, 6'7 Kurt Hope. At one forward, a 6'6 senior, Colin Hoeksang. And at the other forward, a 6'5 senior, Sam Englert. So 6'7, 6'6, 6'5 front line, and 6'1, 6'2 in the backcourt for the starting lineup.
And that's the Forest Park that we've became accustomed to over the years.
Yeah.
Vikings are going to go like this. Two guard set tonight. Gabe Gladish. Gladish, 6'1 and a junior. He's joining the backcourt tonight by Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 5'11 and a junior. Pair of forwards tonight here for Mareve. Quentin Yoder. Quentin, 6'3 and a junior. Quentin had a good Graber Post Buildings Classic. He's joined in the front court tonight by Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5 and a junior. And the man in the middle tonight, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8 and a sophomore. And it is 6'8, 6'5, and 6'3. And Quentin Yoder plays bigger than his 6'3 frame sometimes, Coach Ash.
No, I think you're exactly right. Sometimes he seems like he's about 6'6 out there with how wide and broad his shoulders are. And he's just such a strong kid. And Barry really benefits from him when he's down in the low post area. Gets the ball down low.
So, starters being introduced as we are speaking right now. Getting ready for the tip tonight. Tip brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. And here is to a good one tonight. Vikings, of course, coached by Brian Hughes. Coach Hughes, now in his 26th year at Mareve, 574 wins against just 201 losses in the career for the coach.
That's
Brian Hughes.
Crazy numbers. To see a coach stay at a school for 26 years, number one, and then to rack up the win totals, just very fortunate and amazing, really.
So both teams standing in the center circle, Englert and Ainsco. Tip is up, tap back, Mareve controls it. Mareve going to get the opening possession here tonight. Gladish has got it high on the right side. Ainsco now with it high on the left side. Hands it off to Isaac Wagler. Keegan O'Neill now in the left corner. Over to Ainsco. Gladish wanted to take a three, and now he's going to get called for a travel.
Yeah, I think there was a little miscommunication there on that first set, it looked like. Everybody on the same page, so Vikings got into a motion offense, and Gabe kind of drove it to the elbow and was looking to pass it out and just kind of slid his foot.
Mareve into a 2-3 zone. Forest Park tried a lob play. It's like we've ran that before or something,
yeah.
Coach Ash.
Yeah, trying to get a quick hitter.
So Forest Park settling back in. Mareve gives up a little bit on the baseline. Shot going to be missed. Englert going to miss the second one. We're going to have a tie-up. And possession arrow going to give it back to Forest Park.
Well, you saw right there, Mike. Mareve had three guys around that rebound, and Forest Park had Sam Englert. And he just didn't stop. He just went after that rebound off his missed shot. And well, he's just an impressive-looking player.
But Isaac Wagler going to take one away from everybody. Lays it up and in with a right hand. 2-0 Mareve, and he ripped Englert right there. Took it length of the floor for the layup.
Yeah, good start there for Isaac.
So Mareve back into a 2-3 zone. Englert with it on the baseline. Very talented Kurt Hope has just touched it one time briefly. Elbow jumper put up. No good, and we're going to have another tie-up as Colin Hoeksang missed the shot. Possession arrow back to Mareve.
And that was Englert again going after the rebound, and He's going to be an important guy for Bar Eve to make sure they find a block out every time in that, out of the 2-3 zone. He's kind of roaming free, and he's going to be going after a lot of offensive rebounds.
Bar Eve with it. Quentin Yoder in the center circle. Isaac Wagler got it behind the volleyball line. Skips it over to Gladish. Gabe going to set for a three. Got it. 5-0 Vikings. Good start for Bar Eve, Coach Ash.
Of course, Mark, just a defender, had his hand down there, and you know that's not going to be a good recipe for Gabe Gladish. He's got a quick release and was able to get that shot off.
And Englert going to have his shot blocked. He's going to be fouled. Are they going to get that on Keegan?
I believe that's Keegan, yep.
That is going to be on O'Neal.
And Keegan's got to get his body in a better position. He was kind of sideways there and makes an easy call for the official. Keegan's got to get square and get his hand straight up.
Englert got the first one. 5-1 Vikings. He'll have one more. Englert second. Rattles in and good. 5-2. So Isaac Wagler with the basketball. Vikings with an early lead. 2 minutes gone. Over to Gladish. On the left side, out to Ainsco. Back to Gladish. Isaac now in the left corner. He's going to dribble out. Over to Ainsco on the right side. Back to Isaac. Keegan O'Neal going to set for three. It's going to be short. But Quentin Yoder going to run the rebound down. Nice hustle by Quentin. He's going to get it to Gladish. Gabe going to kick it over in the corner. Isaac Wagler. Pull up. 15-footer. No good. There's Keegan going to be fouled on the rebound. And they're going to get that one on Englert.
A good job there by Keegan. Good position on the weak side of that missed shot by Isaac. It was a nice little drive by Isaac. Good little pull-up shot. Just didn't get it to go.
Gladish with it on the inbounds. Isaac Wagler back to Gladish. Top of the key. Ainsco going to set for three. It's going to be short and go out of bounds. Forest Park basketball.
Yeah, Forest Park, what they do defensively is that they really make it hard to run any sets, and they really put a lot of pressure. They make your offense move closer to the half-court line, and it just makes it difficult to run a lot, and you've really got to look to penetrate and drive the basketball.
Missed shot by Forest Park. That was Hoeksang, but Hope there to tip it in, and another missed blockout. Bar Eve having a hard time finding people to block out this 2-3 zone.
Yeah, that should have been a Bar Eve rebound right there. That was just out-hustled right there by Forest Park.
Keegan O'Neal goes over Englert and Hope that time. Short jumper and got it. 7-4 Vikings by three. Bar Eve back in a 2-3 zone yet again. Forest Park going to back it up. Daniel Lusk with the basketball. Lusk. Over to Isaac Ubalor. Englert's got it in the short corner on the right side. He's going to skip it back over to Lusk. Lusk trying to go down the lane. Gets everybody up in the air. Knocked in a 5-footer, 7-6.
Nice drive there by Lusk. Just got too deep. Bar Eve's got to keep him. You know, when you're in a 2-3 zone, you really want to keep the ball out of the paint. And Lusk did a nice job on the ball reversal, driving the ball right in. And a little head fake for his two-pointer.
Gladish has it on the left side. And got himself caught for a second. Bar Eve going to swing it around. And Ainsco on the ball reversal. Good job right there by Bar Eve. Ball changed sides of the floor. And Ainsco knocks it in. Down quickly on the other end. Shot put up. No good. Keegan going to grab the rebound. They're going to get the foul on Kurt Hope. And it's 10-6 Bar Eve. And the Vikings have the basketball.
Yeah, and Austin, that's a big shot there by him. But he's taken 2 3-pointers, Mike. And the second one was off of a ball reversal. It went inside and came back outside. The first one was simply a pass from the top of the key to the wing, and it just wasn't a good shot. And that's where I think that's where this Bar Eve team has got to understand what a good three-point shot is and good opportunities to drive and what are not. So that was nice to see by Austin.
And Bar Eve with the most unforced turnover of all time as Gladish just airmailed a pass. I hope Mr. Cavanaugh is okay down there. And I'm going to tell you, and Forest Park does it right back. So there must be something in the water here tonight.
Wow.
As both Gladish, and I was that Hope on the pass? I wasn't even paying attention.
No,
I was so stunned by it.
I don't think it was Hope. I'm not sure who it was. Might have been Lusk. But
two really good players with a couple of bad passes. I don't think you'll see that again. Keegan, ball in the post. Shot up, no good. Here comes Forest Park with a rebound. And Englert going to go down. Reverse layup, no good. Hope with the tip, no good. Grab the second one, no good. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
And the Vikings catch a huge break that they call that foul on Isaac Wagler, his first. I thought it was going to be Keegan's second.
I did too. So Hope at the line, got the first one. Ten-7 Vikings, 2:51 left, opening quarter.
Vikings did a nice job. Keegan got the ball in a nice position there. He's got to make that basket.
And the second one going to roll out. Keegan tracks it down. It's like Forest Park in some 1-2-2 pressure here. And a bad pass from Isaac Wagler almost picked off. And it's going to be tapped out of bounds.
Wow, this is 6-5, 6-7, and 6-2 up front here in this 1-2-2.
Isaac over to Gladish. Ains go with it in the corner. Three, got it. 10-7. Vikings now by 6, or 13-7.
Good look there by Austin off the penetration by Gladish.
Three put up, no good by Forest Park. That was Hoaxang, and here comes Barre with the ball and a 6-point lead. Gladish with it in the right corner. Ainsco. Down to Keegan O'Neill on the left side. Keegan, and he's fouled. And let's see if they call it on the floor or if they're going to say he was going up in the act of shooting. And they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, that could have went either way. It looked like Keegan was getting ready to get in the motion of shooting the basketball, but Lusk got his hand in a little quicker.
On the inbounds, Isaac Wagler over to Gabe. Gabe skips it over. Ainsco back to Isaac. Gabe, and his pass going to be picked off. And here comes Forest Park with it.
Well, Englert is just everywhere. Such an impressive player.
And a shot going to be missed by Forest Park, but Hope's going to clean it up and lay it in, 13-9.
Boy, Forest Park getting a lot of loose balls, a lot of offensive rebound tips, and they're just going after the basketball. Barry's got to do a better job of finding some blockouts and getting those offensive over-the-back calls.
Gladish with it, trying to get down the lane. He's going to be fouled by Sam Englert. And our friends from Ferdinand are not happy, Coach Ash.
No, that's Englert's second foul, and that was a Gabe Gladish just kind of driving in the lane there and kind of got bumped by Englert.
Bryson Graber checking in for the first time. Quentin Yoder going to sit down.
That's a very fortunate call for the Vikings. Englert with two fouls now. Maybe he'll sit over there for the rest of the half. He's been causing the Vikings problems on the offensive end.
So Bryson Graber into the lineup. He's got the basketball. Over to Isaac on the left side. Out to Gladish. Bryson's got it again behind the volleyball line on the left side. And hits a cutting Isaac Wagler. Isaac cut right in there, laid it in. 15-9, Vikings by 6. We're under a minute.
That's Bryson's first possession. He got an assist. Nice job getting in the lane. And Isaac again. You know, when Bryson drives in the lane, the initial thing is for defenders to watch the ball. And Isaac slipped right behind his defender. Got an easy 2-point basket.
Short 45 seconds left in the quarter. Zink has it. On the left side, good ball reversal. Isaac Ubelor, and Hope got behind everybody, lays it in again, 15-11.
Yeah, it's just too easy there. The Vikings, Forest Park was able to get in the lane, and Hope had his man pinned on the block, and it's an easy basket there for the Rangers.
So we're coming up on 15 seconds. Bryson Graber, he separates with 10. Skips it over. Ainsco, another three. That one going to roll out. No good. Here comes Forest Park. And Lusk in a hurry fires one from the volleyball line. No good. And that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings 15, Forest Park 11. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1-minute timeout.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral agreements. Hello, this is Chris Sievers. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. This public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana, opening early 2018.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 15-11. Vikings on top by four. And Forest Park basketball, good start by Bar Reeve, Coach Ash.
Yeah, good start for the Vikings. They've made 3 3-point field goals that first quarter. Ainsco with two and Gladys with one. Pretty good start. Nobody in foul trouble for the Vikings. Englert's got two for Forest Park.
Rangers with the basketball. Zink has it on the right side. Going to skip it back over to Daniel Lusk. Lusk's area in the zone being guarded by Bryson Graber. He's going to back it out into the center circle. Zink's got it again. Zink trying to dribble out of trouble. And Ainsco going to step in and pick off a pass. Austin down, 360 layup, no good. Isaac Wagler going to come out with it. Out to Keegan O'Neill. Bar Reeve going to reset. It's a contested layup. Isaac Wagler going to set for three. It's no good. And they're going to get Austin Ainsco on the foul going over the back of Colin Hoeksang.
That's a good look there. Isaac had a good look at a three. Austin made a nice drive to the basket, just was not able to convert the layup. But that's the foul right there. That you hate to see Austin get that foul. It was a 15 feet from the basket, and he was not going to get the rebound over the 6'6 Hoeksang. So you'd like to see Austin just let Hoeksang have the rebound and run down the other end of the floor.
So Forest Park with it again. Hope, his shot going to be blocked that time by Keegan O'Neill. Gladish going to block it. Now they're going to get another foul on Bar Reeve, and I don't know. They're going to get it on Gabe Gladish, and Gladish clearly fouled the basketball right there because he didn't touch a bit of Hope's arm or body.
I mean, the Vikings did a good job of blocking Hope's first attempt, but Hope was so quick going after the ball. Bar Reeve could not corral it after the block, and Hope went right back up and was able to draw the foul.
Hope gets one out of two, 15-12. Bryson has the basketball. Vikings still lead by three. Back cut set. Gladish going to lay it in. Good pass from Keegan down to Gabe. And the Vikings lead by five again.
A nice set there by Coach Hughes. Good bounce pass by Keegan O'Neill. Nice cut by Gladish and being able to finish.
So Bar Reeve still in a 2-3 zone, the way they've been most of the game. Three going to be put up in and good by Reed Steffi just in the game, 17-15.
It's a good little inside-outside game there, and Steffi caught it, had a quick release, was able to knock the three down.
Gladish with it on the left side. Over to Ainsco. Austin going to set for three, no good. And Ainsco just did not have his feet set right there.
No, it's a tough shot there. Austin kind of stepped back to the three-point line, and it's a tough look.
Steffi's other, his next three is no good, rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Bryson Graber on the run, spins it out. Ainsco with it in the corner. Keegan O'Neill now has it. Over to Isaac on the right side. Gabe's got it in the right corner. And his entry pass to Ainsco going to be tapped out of bounds. Bar Reeve going to get it on the baseline.
Good hustle there by Forest Park. They almost created the turnover. Forest Park defender was on the line as he was trying to throw it off Ainsco. T- tough place to inbound here for the Vikings.
Gladish going to throw it all the way to the backcourt. Isaac going to run it down. Keegan, baseline jumper. His shot no good, but he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
A lot of traffic there. Keegan just muscled it up. Was able to draw the contact. That foul looks like it's going to be on number 40, Colin Hoeksang, his first foul.
Quentin Yoder getting ready to check back in. Keeg's first free throw, in and good. 18-15. Ainsco going to sit down. Keegan's second free throw, got them both, 19-15. Vikings by four again.
Barry's still in this 2-3 zone.
Rangers with it. Isaac Ubelor. Over to Lusk. Skips it over. Steffi has it again on the baseline. Out to Lusk. Lusk sets for three. It's going to be long. Gladish going to go over everybody and grab the rebound. Good job by the guard. Here comes Gladish with the basketball. We're under 5 minutes left here, second quarter. Isaac Wagler. Hope practicing falling down as Keegan O'Neill posts. Keegan with it. He's going to spin around everybody. Lay it up and in. What a move by Keegan. 21-15. Forest Park wants a timeout. We will take 1-2. 4:35 left, second quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 21-15 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 21-15 Vikings. 4:35 left, second quarter, Coach Ash. Good start.
Yeah, no, I think Coach Hughes has to be really happy with the start the Vikings have had. They've had some balanced scoring. Defensively, it's been pretty good in the 2-3 zone. Forest Park's athleticism and toughness and effort, the Vikings have matched that tonight, so I think it's been a pretty good first half so far if we can keep it up.
Good zone set by Forest Park. The shot going to be missed by Hoeksang. Isaac Wagler going to go grab the rebound. Here comes Bryson Graber with the basketball.
It was a good rebound by Isaac coming in from that guard position on the 2-3 zone.
Isaac's got it on the left side. Out to Bryson, top of the key. Gladish has it, sets for a three. It's going to be short. Tracked down by Lusk, and here comes Forest Park.
That's a good block out there by Lusk.
And Lusk going to go all the way up and over everybody, lay it in, 21-17.
Yeah, the basketball just never got stopped. Lusk got the rebound off the Gabe Gladish miss, and he drove it all the way down to the block area.
Isaac Wagler down to Keegan. Keegan going to go over everybody, short this time. And here comes Hope out in front of everybody. And it's going to be a dunk. 21-19. They've cut the lead to two. Forest Park fans up behind us. Gabe Gladish going to go over everybody off the glass. Got it. 23-19. And Coach Hughes says, run back and stop the ball. Lusk, short jumper. Got it. 23-21. And Brian Hughes wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. 3:05 left, second quarter, 23-21, Vikings by two. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
Yoder Stop and See. Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it. Yoder Stop and See. Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Kavanaugh
Why
Court.
Why is News 10 the what?
3:06 left, second quarter. 23-21 Vikings. And the action is now hot and heavy here, Coach Ash.
Yeah, it is. It's up and down. Forest Park has been getting rebounds and flying the ball up the floor, and Barrie's going to have to really step up and stop the basketball.
Gabe Gladish with it. Pull up, 15-footer, got it.
And that's what I thought we'd see a little more this year of Gabe. That little shot fake and one or two dribbles. That was a beautiful jump shot off of a dribble from about 17 feet. It was just a really nice head fake by Gladish and was able to knock down the 17-footer.
And Steffi with another three, in and out. Rebound attempt, no good, and it's going to go off of Quentin Yoder and out of bounds, and Forest Park going to get it again.
Yeah, Barrie's got to get those rebounds. A missed three-point shot, and it wasn't a long rebound either. It was one of those that was right around the basket and just not able to get it.
On the inbound set, Hoeksang misses another one, and Keegan going to grab the rebound. Good design set by Forest Park. Hoeksang just a little too strong from in short. Gladish with it. Down to Keegan. Keegan going to go over everybody. His first one, no good. Grabs the second one. The second one, no good. And Hope's going to grab the rebound.
Keegan's got to be able to finish that.
And Brian Hughes wanted a foul on that one. So 25-21. We're under 2 minutes. Lusk has it. And he's going to reset. Barrie has been in a 2-3 zone every possession here tonight.
And it's been a pretty effective zone. Barrie's got to keep moving in it. That's what you see a lot of times when a team's in a zone, they start to get a little stagnant. Barrie's got to keep moving and covering that perimeter.
Lusk for three, no good. Ball's going to be tapped around. Keegan going to come out with it. Here comes Gladish ahead of everybody. Has to pull it back. Bryson Graber now. And his bounce pass going to be tapped around, and Barrie going to come up with it. Gladish, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line and shoot two.
Ooh.
And they bailed Gladish out, but I think they bailed him out with a foul.
Yeah, I think there was a foul, but Gladish had nowhere to go. And his dribble was picked up, and wow, that was, yeah, Forest Park definitely bailed him out there. I think there was contact, there was a foul, and Hoeksang, it's going to be his second foul.
So Gabe at the line, his first one is short. He'll have one more. Hoeksang going to sit down. And we've got Braden Vogel checking into the game. Gladish missed the second one, so maybe the ball doesn't lie. I don't know.
Yeah.
25-21, Vikings by four.
And when you play a team like Forest Park, too, you're exerting a lot more energy than against some opponents, and Gladish has not come off the floor yet, and they've been playing very hard, both ends of the floor.
Vogler with it. Hope's going to fire a three from out high. Banks off long, no good. But Hope grabs his own rebound. Now he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
That foul is going to be on Austin Ainsco, his second foul. I thought that would have been on Keegan as well.
So did the Forest Park fans behind us.
Oh, man.
Hope rolls the first one in.
Austin must have hit him on the arm.
Hope got the first, 25-22. Second one, got it as well, 25-23.
Let's see if Barrie tries to hold here the last 40 seconds, if they can hold the ball against a good Forest Park defense for the last shot. Barrie's going to need some of their big guys to step up and help these guards.
Gladish has got it. We're at 25. We're under 20 now. Gladish. 15. We're at 10. Let's see what Barrie wants to do. Gladish with it. We're at 7. High ball screen. He's going to go around everybody. Wild shot off the glass, and he got it. And Forest Park just going to have to throw one length of the floor, and that is going to do it. So an athletic, acrobatic shot by Gabe Gladish to end the half. Going to send Barreve into the break with a 27-23 lead. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, Aaron Ash will have tonight's halftime statistics. We'll set up the second half. 27-23 Vikings at halftime. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this three-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Purdue
you.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Kavanaugh Court here at halftime, 27-23. Vikings on top by four. Halftime statistics tonight. Aaron Ash.
Yeah, we'll start with the visiting Rangers. They were led by the freshman Kurt Hope. He had 12 first half points. He had 4 2-point field goals, and he had 4 free throws. He was 4 of 6 from the free throw line. For his 12 points, Daniel Lusk had 6 points. The senior guard had 3 2-point field goals for his 6. 3 points for Reed Steffi. He had 1 3-point field goal. And Sam Englert was 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points for the Rangers. So again, Hope led the way with 12 first half points with one impressive breakaway dunk as well. We'll throw that in there for the freshman. 6'7" freshman. Great first half for him. For the Barrie Vikings, they were led by Gabe Gladish. Gabe had 4 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal. Gabe was 0 for 2 from the free throw line for 11 first half points for Gabe. Austin Ainsco had 6 first half points, 2 3-point field goals for Austin, 6 first half points for Keegan O'Neill, 2 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 6 for Keegan. Isaac Wagler with 2 2-point field goals for 4 first half points. So again, for the Vikings, Gabe Gladish with 11. Austin Ainsco, Keegan O'Neill, both with 6. And Isaac Wagler with 4, which totals up for a 27-23 Barreve lead at halftime.
So add all that up, 27-23. Coach Ash, any halftime adjustments you're making? What do you see?
Well, I think, you know, one area that Barrie's done a pretty decent job is taking care of the basketball. They do have four or five turnovers, but against a team like Forest Park, you're going to take that. I know Barrie coming into the game is averaging 12 or 13 turnovers, which is a few more than what Coach Hughes likes. He always likes his team under 10 turnovers. But again, it's a younger team than Coach has had, a little more inexperience at the guard positions. I think you'll take that first half taking care of the basketball.
Barrie will have the basketball. They have the first possession here to begin second half. What do you draw up right away? Is it something for Gabe immediately? Do you go back inside and let – I mean, Keegan's done a really nice job, not only in the Graber Post last week, but again here tonight, really putting people in bad positions and creating foul problems.
Yeah, and I think that's where you probably go right away. And I think you'll see Englert, who started on Keegan O'Neill. I don't think you'll see Englert probably come out and guard Keegan here early in the third quarter. That was one thing. Englert did not play the entire second quarter. So Barrie was fortunate that one of Forest Park's best players was not out there. And I think the Rangers probably feel pretty pleased that they're only down four and one of their best players was not on the floor. So, you know, that's one area I think Barrie still needs to look to get the ball inside to Keegan. He's got to go up strong because he's going to have Kurt Hope and Englert and Hoeksang all challenging shots. So that's one thing that Keegan's going to have to use some shot fakes, you know, be strong on his moves, go up and get some contact, but also work on finishing the play. I thought Barrie did a pretty good job of moving the basketball, you know, even around the perimeter. They had a couple of nice ball reversals that led to three-point shots. So, again, taking care of the basketball this second half is going to be very key. Forest Park, I thought, got some offensive rebounds that, you know, Barrie in a 2-3 zone, it's so easy when a shot goes up just to turn and look where the ball's going. And Forest Park's guys kind of got around some of the Barrie defenders. Going up, tipping balls, and really going after rebounds. So that's going to be a key this second half if Barrie stays in that 2-3 zone, which I'm pretty sure they will. Definitely coming out in the second half. So they've just got to find a body. You have got to block out and go get rebounds.
All right, we're going to take another 3-minute timeout when we come back. Second half action. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 3 minutes.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
Save big at the Washington Chrysler Center's Big Finish of 2017. Right now you can take 25% off all remaining 2017 Ram trucks in stock. Quad cab 4x4s starting at just $29,572. Or take 25% off a Bighorn crew cab and save over $12,000. But the biggest deal of the year is a Ram crew cab Laramie 4x4 that was $52,600 and now with 25% off it's just $39,362. These deals absolutely end at the end of the year, and it's only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Making tough crop input decisions is about to get a lot easier with H3. It all starts with three proven products, Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrohume, each working together to improve fertility, efficiency, and yield. Three steps, one easy decision. H3, a system approach available at your local Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrohume dealer. It could be the easiest decision you make all year. Talk to your local Helena Chemical Company experts in Montgomery to learn more about these products.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit, if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, it took about 5 seconds for Bar-Eve to turn it over on the first possession. Bad post-entry pass from Ainsco to Keegan O'Neill. And just like that, Forest Park's Sam Engler going to take it the other way. Cut it to two. Not the start you want in the second half.
No, not at all. And that's one thing with Engler defensively. He guards Keegan, and he does a nice job of fronting the post and not allowing the easy entry pass. And he did a nice job getting around Keegan there, and Austin's pass just was not, didn't have enough on it.
Isaac Wagler down on the baseline with it. Out to Gladish. Gabe now. Just a one-on-one move. Down to Keegan. And ball going to be, or down to Quentin. Ball going to slip through Quentin's hands. Bari with some bad passing to start the second half.
Yeah, two turnovers on the first two possessions. Not at all what Coach Hughes had drawn up in the halftime locker room.
And Hope has it in the high post. Back out to Daniel Luss. Bari still in a 2-3 zone. Lusk has it, trying that lob play again, Coach Ash.
Yes, they were.
Lusk going to fire a three, and that's going to be Forest Park's first lead of the night, 28-27.
Well, Forest Park with a really nice start here. A little 5-0 run right out of the locker room with Bari with two turnovers. This is what
Coach Brian Hughes wants, a timeout. Something is being ran incorrectly. We'll take one, two. 6:04 left. 28-27, Forest Park. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Your financial...
Can't get over.
Accounting with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, it's now a one-point Forest Park lead, 28-27, Coach Ash.
Yeah, not a good start for Bar-Eve. They've got two turnovers right out of the gate, and Forest Park converted both those turnovers into points with a two-point field goal and a three-point make. So let's see what Bar-Eve can get going here on their third offensive possession of the third quarter.
Isaac Wagler has the basketball out to Ainsco. Well, Isaac's got it again. Back to Gladish. Gabe over to Quentin Yoder. Ainsco puts it on the deck, tries to get down the lane, can't do it. He's going to dribble it back out. Isaac Wagler at Forest Park really out in passing lanes.
Yeah, and that just makes it so hard to get ball reversals and do anything offensively.
But they're going to free up Ainsco, and he's going to knock in another three, 30-28.
Yeah, that's one of those tough threes just from the top of the key, from the volleyball line, a pass over on the wing, and Ainsco got a little, got free and had a decent look, but...
Lusk with it over to Hope. Hope, 16-footer, no good, but another offensive rebound. But Gladish going to come up with it now. So Gabe with it. Down to Quentin Yoder. Going to fumble it around. Layup, no good. Going to be tapped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Keegan O'Neill. And that is a horrible call, Coach Ash.
Yeah, it looked like it went off the Forest Park player's hand.
God.
But again, Barry missed a opportunity. I think it was Quentin Yoder there, had a good opportunity inside. And I would say some of that Forest Park height probably affected that shot attempt.
Lusk has it for Forest Park, spins it down in the lane. Jumper, no good. It was an air ball, and Engler going to pick it up and lay it in.
Yeah, no block out there on Engler. He just went untouched, and that's what you cannot have. I mean, he out of everybody on Forest Park, him and Hope, you've got to have a body on those two guys every shot.
Gladish over to Isaac Wagler. Quentin's got it. And Quentin's shot going to be blocked, ball on the floor, and here comes Forest Park with it. Lusk, his shot blocked by Keegan. Ball on the floor, Forest Park picks it back up. Barive unable to get the 50-50 ball. Lusk going to back it out.
Those 50-50 balls, Forest Park is getting all of them right now.
We're tied at 30, 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in quarter number 3. Lusk with it in the center circle. Gets a set from Coach Litherland. Now in the right corner. Englert with it down in the baseline. Going to be picked off by Isaac. Good job by Isaac dropping in the zone right there. Gets it out. Ainsco. Isaac Wagler. Gabe going to set for three. Got it. 33-30. Vikings by three again.
Good ball reversal there off the transition. And Gladish had his feet ready. And tough shot. He had a hand in his face.
And three on the other end. Quickly put up by Hoeksang. Going to go over the backboard. So Barry going to get it back with a three-point lead.
Yeah, and that shot, the rebound went over the backboard. But Barry had two guys, Austin Ansco and Gabe Gladish, with two very good weak side blockouts. So if that weak side rebound was coming to this side of the floor.
Keegan O'Neill and the official having a conversation under the bucket. Ah, there's some moisture on the floor. I'm going to wipe that up. After Du Bois, Coach Ash,
yeah.
Got to get anything wet off the floor.
That is right.
Bryce and Graber in. Quentin Yoder going to sit down. So here comes Barry with the basketball, a three-point lead, 33-30, 2:50 left. Third quarter, Keegan's got it out high and trying the back cut set again, but not going to be there. Barry going to pick it up, however. So Bryson Graber with it. Bounces it back to Gabe Gladish. Ainsco going to set for another one. It's going to be long, rebounded by Lusk. Lusk down, 15-footer, got it, 33-32.
Daniel Lusk has had a great ball game tonight. He's got 11 points, and a lot of them are just out-hustling, getting the rebound and flying down the floor and making 8 to 10-foot shots. That was a little 15-footer.
Bryson's got it in the left corner. Works his way down, and his pass going to be picked off, and he just got himself into a bad spot. So Forest Park trying to retake the lead. Under 2 minutes left here, third quarter. Daniel Lusk has it. Over to Steffi in the corner. Way down low. Englert going to be fouled. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
The foul's going to be on Keegan O'Neill. It's going to be his second foul tonight. Looks like Keegan went up and kind of popped Englert on the nose in an attempt to block his shot.
So Englert at the line, trying to tie and then perhaps give Forest Park the lead.
Englert's one of those players that affects the game in so many ways. Maybe not always in the scoring column, but boy, his defense and his rebounding and Just his hustle.
He gets the first one to go. We're tied at 33. Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, by RTC Communications in Montgomery, by JJ's Concrete, Building a Strong Foundation, and by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Next one is going to roll out. Keegan grabs the rebound, so we're tied at 33. Bryson Graber over to Gladish.
Let's see if Barif can't get a touch inside here.
Bryson's got it. Down to Keegan. Keegan going to spin around everybody. Shot on the baseline. Got it. 35-33.
Yeah. Boy, Keegan had – there was four Forest Park Rangers waiting for Keegan to make a move in the lane, and Keegan just made a nice little spin move to get free for that basket underneath.
So Forest Park with a minute left in the quarter. Les going to back it out. Let's see what Forest Park tries to do right here. Hope with it. Going to kick it back. Englert down on the baseline. Layup. Got it. And he's going to go to the line looking for the three-point play, as they're going to say Keegan O'Neill hit him on the arm. Coach Hughes doesn't like that call.
Again, that's Forest Park getting in the lane, and Englert making a very athletic play.
Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Gladish. And Gladish going to be fouled by Kurt Hope. And the Forest Park fans unhappy. And Coach Hughes continues his conversation with an official 60 feet from the basket.
That was an easy call on Hope. I mean, 90 feet from the basket, gave Gladish dribbling and Hope with the hip check. I mean, that's not a hard call for the official.
Bryson back, bounces it back out to Ainsco. We're at 30 seconds. Over to Isaac. Over to Bryson. We're at 20. Bryson Graber going to back it out. We're at 15. And Bryson going to be fouled. And that's going to be the second foul whistled on Forest Park with 11.6. So Barib looking for the last possession of quarter number three. Bryson Graber has it. And they're going to get a technical on Coach Jeff Litherland with 7.4 seconds. He must have said the magic word, Coach Ash. That's the only thing I can possibly see.
Yeah, he was upset on the last call, the last couple of calls, and he must have said the magic word.
Gladish got the first one, 36-35. Gabe's next one got them both, 37-35. Vikings by two. 7.4 seconds left. I don't know if it was called on the bench, because Coach Litherland was asking on me.
Yeah.
Gladish has it. Here comes Barry. We're at 5 seconds. Gabe going to go all the way to the rim. Layup. Got it at the buzzer. And what a close to the quarter. Barry with a 4-point lead as Gladish just got his defender on the hip. Laid it in, and Barib with a little flurry at the end of the quarter. 39-35, Vikings by four. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral agreements. Hello, this is Chris Sievers. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. This public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana, opening early 2018.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 39-35, and business has picked up here, Coach Ash.
Yeah, it's fans are really getting into it, and the coaches are as well. Especially for Spark, obviously the coach with that technical at the end of the third quarter gave Barreve two free throws and the ball back.
Lusk with the basketball. Barreve still 2-3 zone. Trying to get down the lane. Penetrates. Kicks it out. Englert going to be stripped, and they're going to get it on Bryson Graber. Nope, they're going to get it on Gabe Gladish.
Gabe Gladish on the block as Englert was driving. It's going to be Gabe's second foul.
Third on the team. Two on Gladish. And Isaac going to pick off the inbounds pass. And here comes Isaac streaking ahead. Everybody lays it in. 41-35. Barreve by six. Forest Park wants a timeout. So a big play right there by Isaac. Grabbing the steal, going length of the floor. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 7:25 left in the basketball game. 41-25 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 41-35, 7 minutes, 25 seconds left here in the game. Forest Park with the basketball. Good set coming out of the timeout. Englert going to lay it in. And 41-37, looks like Forest Park going to be back in some pressure. Ainsco with it. Back to Bryson Graber. And his pass going to be picked off. And here comes Lusk the other way. And everybody wanted to travel. It's not going to be called. And it's a two-point game again. There's Gladish quickly the other way. His shot no good. And here comes Forest Park. And just like that, they're going to have a chance to tie it. And now they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler. ...41-39, 6:39 left.
Yeah, good set right out of the break there for Forest Park to get an easy basket, and then the turnover for Barreve and that little 1-2, 1-1 half-court trap led to another easy basket.
Forest Park with it. Barreve still 2-3 zone. Hoeksang down on the baseline. Ball on the floor, picked up, laid in by Englert. Another 50-50 ball, Coach Ash, and we're tied at 41.
Yeah, those are the balls that Barreve's just not been able to get. A ball that was on the floor, and Englert just quick hands picking it up and getting it up on the glass extremely quickly.
And it took Forest Park a minute to score on three possessions to tie it up. Bryson Graber. Gladish going to set for three. It's going to be short, rebounded by Forest Park, and here comes Lusk back the other way. Wild shot, no good, rebounded by Ainsco. He gets it ahead to Bryson. Over to Gladish, down to Keegan. Keegan layup, got it. 43-41, fast and furious.
That was a nice executed transition break there.
And are they, they're going to call a good basket. Oh, my lands. Hope's traveled seven times. And they're going to get it on Austin Ainsco, and they're going to call it on the floor. That's just an example of officials having no idea what they were going to call. That was a travel.
Should have been a travel. They get the ball did go in. Luckily for the Vikings, they did not give Forest Park an opportunity for a three-point play. The foul's on Ainsco, his third. Team's fifth. Barry back in the 2-3 zone here.
Vikings are due for a break. Let's see if they can get one. Hope with it in the middle of the lane. His shot going to be partially blocked. Ball going to be tapped around. And now they're going to get a foul on Forest Park going over Gladish's back. So Barry going to get it back with 5:24.
That's going to be Englert's third foul. But I tell you, Forest Park, more than any team I've seen on misses, they Hope and Englert get off the floor quicker than any team that we've played so far on getting their hands back on those missed shots. Barry might need a timeout on this 10-second. Now they're going to get it across. Oh, my goodness.
And ball going to be tapped away and out of bounds. And almost a layup. Forest Park was there to close the gap. Barry going to get it back on the sideline, and they're fortunate to do so.
Boy, the Forest Park defense, this 1-2, 1-1 trap is really causing Barry trouble.
And ball going to be tipped out of bounds. Barry going to get it in front of their own bench. Forest Park really active on defense right now. Barry needs to knock him out of this if they can. Gabe Gladish with it in the backcourt. Over to Bryson. Gladish. Gabe wanted to take a long three but wouldn't do it. Over to Bryson Graber. Back to Gabe. Gabe going to set for three. Yeah! 46-41. Vikings by five again.
And that's the risk you run when you play a trap.
And a three up in the corner for Forest Park. No good. We're going to have a tie-up. Barry basketball. And Gladish tried to step in and take a charge right there.
I think he did a good job of it. They just said the Forest Park player, I think, probably got rid of the ball a little soon.
Yeah, not a lot of contact. Now Forest Park going to pick up in some full court pressure.
Looks like they're going to go to a man press. The zone trap worked, but you can only go there so often, and Barry finally figured it out. If they move the ball, some pass fakes, they're going to get some wide open looks, and Forest Park just couldn't cover Gladish.
And Gladish going to be fouled on the sideline, and Gabe got the ball on the sideline, and he just sprinted it up the floor, beat the Forest Park defender to a spot, basically dared them to bump him out of bounds, and they did. And that's five team fouls on Forest Park, five on Barry, 4:33 left, 46-41.
Yeah, it's going to get pretty physical the rest of the way. Forest Park's going to crank their defense up. Looks like a man-to-man defense right now. Barry's going to have to take care of the basketball.
Bryson. Gladish with it again. Over to Keegan. Back to Bryson. Bryson high on the right side. Over to Gabe Gladish. Gabe out to Austin. And Bryson going to be fouled. And with 4:10 left, Barry going to be in the bonus the rest of the game as Bryson was fouled.
Foul's going to be on Elliott Rothgerber, his second foul. Like you said, the team's sixth foul.
Gladish with the basketball in the backcourt. Gabe with it. We're at 4 minutes left. Going to skip it over. Ainsco out to Keegan. Over to Gabe. And pass going to sail out of bounds. I think it may have been deflected first. And then Bryson going to touch it, and it's going to go out.
Yeah, just got in a little bit of a hurry there, and that's what Forest Park's defense will do to you. they put so much pressure whenever you feel like you have to drive the basketball that creates quick decisions. And Gabe drove it in the elbow area and tried to kick it back to Bryson. Just a tough pass there.
3:54 left. Forest Park with the ball. 46-41 Vikings. Bari still in a 2-3 zone. Hope with it down in the post. And they are going to get a foul. And they're going to get it on Keegan O'Neill. And that's Keegan's fourth. And Hope will go to the line. Well, after that call, all I'm going to say is throw it in the post on the other end. Hope's free throw. Got it.
It's Hope's 13th point of the night. The Vikings have done a good job here in the second half. That's his first point. He had 12 first half points.
Hope's second. Going to bounce in. 46-43. On inbounds, Keegan going to grab it. Back to Isaac. And Isaac out to Bryson Graber. And ball going to be on the floor for a second. Isaac going to pick it up. Gladish. Ball going to be kicked. Tapped around. Forest Park going to pick it up. And half-court lob to Englert is good. 46-45. And a timeout on the floor. Coach Ash, I'll let you describe that last sequence of events.
Well, it was a nice alley-oop lob from close to half-court volleyball line, and Englert made a really athletic finish. The play that preceded that was Bar-Eev just, again, getting in a little bit of a hurry, and Forest Park's defense is doing that. But Bar-Eev has got to get some better looks here offensively. There are a couple turnovers here these last two possessions. So it went from 46-41 to now 46-45. Vikings with a one-point lead.
Bryson with it. We're at 3 minutes exactly. Skips it over. Ainsco down to Keegan. Keegan shot up. Got it to Lane. 48-45.
That's a nice, big, strong move by Keegan where he got in the lane, had a little bit of a head fake, got the Lusk up in the air, and he went right up and scored. Good job there by the Vikings to get the ball inside.
30-second timeout by Forest Park. We'll take another one. 2:47 left. 48-45 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to
Tonight's game also brought to you by Helena in Montgomery, People, Products, and Knowledge, by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way that you want to be treated, by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, also by Davies Community Hospital, Better Together for Better Health, and by Bill Dobson Ford. The Dobson deal is a better deal. Forest Park with a basketball, 2:40 left, Steffi with it in the corner. Englert shot going to be blocked. Ainsco going to pick it up. Get it off to Gladish. 2.5 minutes left. Bar-Eev will be in the bonus the rest of the game. Coach Hughes saying get wide here. Let's see if they give a foul. Bryson Graber with it. Over to Gladish. Gabe with it. Should be noted that Yoder in the game for Keegan O'Neill. Bryson's got it. We're at 2 minutes exactly. Bar-Eev and Bryson going to be picked. And here comes Lusk, lays it up and in. 48-47. Brian Hughes wants another timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. It's a 30, 48, 47. Minute 53 left, Coach Ash.
Yeah, it's just a Forest Park man-to-man defense there, and just putting good pressure on, and Bryson just got picked there. Right around the half-court center, Lusk made a nice defensive play, shot a layup. Murray's got to do maybe a little less dribbling, more passing, cutting, and being strong with the ball and triple threat in the basketball. Really have to shorten up your passes here if you're Barre.
Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, by Landmark Surveying in Washington, and by the Montgomery Raritan Club. Proud to salute the Barre Vikings. On the inbounds, Bryson with it. He's guarded by Lusk. Hands it back to Ainsco, and they're going to call a travel on Ainsco. I think Austin was wanting a foul. I don't know if he deserved one, Coach Adams.
Yeah, I mean, this is just really good, solid man-to-man defense right now, and Lusk created that turnover as well. He is a 6'1 senior. He's had a really great game tonight, and causing some havoc on the defensive end right now.
Forest Park with it. Barre 2-3 zone. Minute and a half left. Lusk into the high post. Lusk has it again. Englert. And he's going to travel with it. No, and yes, they're going to. That is the right call. He traveled with the basketball. Official on the baseline was calling a jump ball, but the official in front of the Forest Park bench got it right. And he just kind of crow hopped in there, got called for it. Minute 20 left, 48-47. It's been a good one, Coach Ash.
Yes, it has.
Bryson Graber bringing it up the floor, behind the back dribble. Out to Isaac Wagler. Isaac between the legs dribble. And Isaac going to be fouled with a minute and 5 seconds left. Fouled him right out of his shoe, Coach Ash.
Yeah. Going to be the bonus. So Isaac will have a 1-1 here with a minute 5 left. Barre up 48-47. Barre did a nice job breaking the pressure there. Bryson Graber getting it across. This is one of those situations where all five Barre players have to be aware. I mean, you can't just put it on your guards. They've got to be aware to provide outlets. Keegan and Austin both can handle the basketball. Both good free throw shooters. They've got to really help Bryson and Gabe and Isaac, and it's got to be triple threat in the basketball and being really strong with the basketball. Keep yourself out of the corners.
Isaac got the first one, 49-47. Isaac will have one more, minute 5 left. Isaac with one more. Missed the second one, and Forest Park going to grab it. So here come the Rangers with a minute left. Lusk with it in the lane. Going to kick it back. Steffi going to fire a three. It's going to be long. And shot going to be blocked on the rebound. Englert going to grab it. And a 15-footer from Hoeksang is going to be long. Gabe going to grab the rebound. And with 45 seconds left, Gabe Gladish going the other way to shoot the bonus. Team foul number 8. Gladish and Barre still in the bonus.
That was a big rebound there by Gabe. Wow, this has been a physical game. Both teams just competing so hard right now.
So let's see if Gladish can step up and make a pair here. First one, got it. 50-47. Gabe will have one more. Gladish, next free throw. Got them both. 51-47, 45 seconds left. Here comes Forest Park with the basketball. Lusk has it. Over to Steffi. Steffi on the baseline, going to skip it over. Three going to be put up. It's going to be short. Isaac Wagler going to grab it and get it off to Gladish. Gabe Gladish trying to get rid of it. Dribbling through everybody, and he's going to be fouled with 24 seconds. And Coach Hughes is calling Gabe over, and I know Gabe wanted the ball in his hands and to be fouled, but he's saying we had people down the floor.
Yeah, head up. That's all right, though. Gabe just valuing the basketball and knowing he's going to get fouled, but you know, we had about 3-on-1 on the other end. But I'll take Gabe at the line.
So it's going to be a full timeout by Forest Park. We will keep it right here. Resetting the scene here tonight. Vikings lead it 51-47, 24 seconds left to go in the basketball game. When we come back from this timeout, Gabe Gladish will be at the line. It will be a one-and-bonus situation. Forest Park has committed 9 team fouls. If there is a tie-up, possession arrow will give it back to Forest Park. Barive has committed 6 team fouls. So the next foul that they give will put Forest Park in the bonus. So that is the scenario. Tonight's game also brought to you by Indian Creek Quarries on Mount Olive Road in Williams. Also by Yoder Stop and See, home of the famous fish sandwich, by Swartz and Truber and Brown Law Offices in Washington and Montgomery, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. So 24 seconds exactly left in the game. Gladish going to the line to shoot the bonus. Gladish with the basketball, spins it, eyes it, flies it, in and out, no good. Here comes Forest Park with it. Forest Park, Lusk has it, and he's going to be, they're going to get a foul on Bryson Graber with 18 seconds. And I think Bryson thought it was a tie-up. Coach Hugh says, we didn't want a foul, don't reach in.
Yeah, that was a tough call there. Lusk was splitting the two, Isaac and Bryson, in the top of the zone, and Bryson kind of got his hands in there and got a lot of ball, but might have got a little bit of hand, at least in the official's eye he did. So Lusk now will go to the line and shoot the bonus, and Lusk has had a very, very good night.
Bonus shot, got it, 51-48.
Lusk has 16 points tonight.
Lusk's second free throw, got them both. They are going to wave it off, Aaron Ash, and they are going to call a lane violation on Forest Park. Holy cow. What a break for the Vikings. And ball going to be tapped out of bounds, so Barry going to get it back with 17-4. 17.4. Brian Hughes going to take a timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout. I didn't see the lane violation, Coach Ash.
No, I think they called it on the shooter. Maybe coming over the line too quickly. I was not paying attention to the lane either. Those are things you just kind of take for granted. So that Lust did make that free throw, so that took a point off the board. So instead of 51-49, it's 51-48.
I will say the official that called it was standing right in front of the Forest Park bench. And I didn't see much argument out of the bench.
That's not a call you want to make in front of the Forest Park bench unless you are 100% sure.
Yeah, I would say.
So tough break there for the Rangers. Again, Barry now has the ball out of bounds. They are stationary underneath the basket. So Coach Hughes called a timeout here to set something up. 17.4 seconds, Barive up three, and they will be in the double bonus. They still have a timeout to use if they get in trouble.
So Isaac Wagler will key the inbounds. And there's no blood on his arm. And Now they're going to say Gabe Gladish has got some blood on his uniform. So what are we going to do right here, Coach Ash?
Well, Gabe is going to have to change the shirt if there's blood on there. I don't know if Coach Hughes can use a timeout maybe to get him back in.
And yeah. They are going to call a timeout. So Gladish with blood on his uniform. Would Mandy Ash be happy about this universal precaution, or would she be frustrated?
That's a good question. Forest Park, I guess credit Forest Park for seeing the blood and calling them out to where Barrie had to now use their final timeout, I believe.
So 51-48, 17.4 seconds left. Will be Barrie basketball. Next foul will put Barrie in the double bonus. So Barrie, the biggest thing is get it inbounds. Nick Parsons runs out to the floor with his warm-up on. I suspect he doesn't have a jersey underneath that.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
And Gabe Gladish is now 24, so Nick Parsons swapped him out jerseys quickly. Wow, so, this game has had a lot of action and a lot of different type of situations.
Yeah. To say the least. So Isaac Wagler with the basketball. And they're going to throw it to Gladish long. And they're going to throw it out of bounds. And Forest Park is going to get it underneath their own bucket. And they had Gladish for a layup. And Forest Park, I don't think Gladish touched it.
No, it was not touched, so they're going to put 17.4 back on the clock.
So 17.4 seconds. 51-48. Now Forest Park going to have a chance.
Oh, and they had Gladish long as well. Gabe, the pass just a little bit too far.
On the inbounds, Hope has it. Englert, layup, got it. 51-50 with 12 seconds left. And Forest Park opted for a quick two right there instead of going for a three. And Barrie played good enough defense, but he rolled in a tough shot. Looking down at the scorer's bench, I think they just indicated that both teams are out of timeouts.
Yes, that is right. Neither team has a timeout. Barrie will have to inbound the ball underneath Forest Park's basket, and that has not been easy these last several possessions. Barrie will be able to run the baseline. 12 seconds left. Barrie has got to get the ball inbounds. And like you said, there's no timeout. So even if Forest Park elects to foul quickly or try to get a trap in a corner, they've got some time to get a trap and maybe get a turnover.
And not only that, if there is a jump ball, possession arrow goes back to Forest Park.
They're going to have Kurt Hope, the 6'7 freshman, on the ball out of bounds.
So Isaac Wagler going to key it in, and Gladish going to be held, and Gladish going to shoot the free throws. And let's see, they only ran 0.3 seconds off.
Looks like the foul is going to be on 22. Going to be Elliot Rothgerber, and they are going to put the clock to 12 seconds.
Actually, they're putting it to 12.2.
I think it should be 12.0.
It should be 12.0.
No, it should be 12.0. I think they're off. Yeah, 12.0. They're going to fix that.
Yeah.
So Gladys will get two free throws.
So Gladys at the line, 51-50, Bar Reeve, 12 seconds left. Free throw, short. Gladys will have one more.
Bar Reeve still up 51-50. This is a big free throw.
So Gabe at the line. Second one. Got it. 52-50. And let's see what Forest Park tries to get done. It looks like Bar Reeve going to match up and play man-to-man. So here we go. 10 seconds. Lusk with the basketball. Trying to get around a screen. He's going to kick it back. Steffi going to launch a three. It's going to go long. Ball on the floor. On the floor. Ball game over. And the Vikings grab a win here tonight. 52-50. Reed Steffi had a wide open three from the corner or from the wing to win it. And it went long. It looked like it was, from our vantage point, like it was going to go over the backboard, hit the guide wire. It did not. There was a tussle for the rebound, which led to a loose ball. Isaac Wagler kind of tapped it away. Time ran out. Big win for the Vikings. Coach Aaron Ash.
Oh, great win. It's that's one of those high, you know, very intense, tough, physical games. And Bari somehow made enough plays to win. Again, and we've done that several times this year. It wasn't pretty, and there's a lot of things that Bar Reeve did not do well down the stretch, did not execute, taking care of the basketball, making free throws. But somehow they found a way to end up on the right side of the scoreboard tonight.
And that's the biggest statistic of them all tonight, 52-50. Bar Reeve finds enough plays and enough offense down the stretch to hang on. They move to 10-1 on the season. And Bar Reeve survives here tonight, 52-50 over Forest Park. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the postgame show. Have all of tonight's final scoring. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And a visit from the head coach, Brian Hughes. All that and more. Vikings win it tonight over Forest Park, 52-50. Post game tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp, senior financial advisor and consultant at German American Financial Services on Highway 57 in Washington. So once again, Bar Reeve 52, Forest Park 50. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
back at Kavanaugh Court, and it was a thriller here tonight. Vikings with enough offense to hang on 52-50 in a game where the lead never, I think maybe 6 or 8 points perhaps was the biggest that it got. But Forest Park had a chance to win the basketball game. Reed Steffi, a wide open three from the right wing, was long. There was a scramble for the ball. Tapped around. Isaac Wagler, I believe, got a finger on it. And the time ran out. Barre moves to 10-1 on the season, 52-50 over Forest Park. Coach Ash, that was a fun one.
Oh, that was a great game. Both teams, you know, it's one of those things where you talk about neither team, you hate to see either team lose, and that's what you see tonight. Both teams played with a lot of fire, a lot of passion, played very hard. It was a very physical game. Those guys are going to be sore tomorrow. One of the most impressive wins for Barre this year, hands down. You know, after coming off their first loss to a Fort Wayne Blackhawk team, you know, I thought they responded well tonight. They hung right in there. They weren't perfect by any means. You know, we had some silly turnovers, some poor decisions. But you know, whenever you had to make the plays, you made them. And again, 52-50, you come out on top. I think you're going to sleep better tonight. Have a better weekend, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, I certainly think that is the case. Well, while we're waiting on the coach, post-game scoring tonight, Aaron Ash.
We'll start with Forest Park. They had a pretty balanced attack. They had three guys in double figures. They were led by Daniel Lusk, the senior guard. He had 16 points. He had 6 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal, and he was 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Sam Englert had 15 points. Sam was 3 of 4 from the line and had 6 2-point field goals. 3 of 5 from the line with 6 2-point field goals. So he had 15 tonight. And then Kurt Hope, the freshman, he had 14 points. He was 6 of 8 from the free throw line and also had 4 2-point field goals for his 14 points. Isaac Ubelar had 1 2-point field goal for 2 points, and Reed Steffi connected on 1 3-point field goal in the first half for 3 points. And again, Reed Steffi, the junior guard, had a very good look from the three-point line with about 5 seconds left that would have put Forest Park in the lead, which probably would have led to a game-winning shot, game-winning 3-point field goal with Barre out of timeouts. So that would have been tough for Barre to get the ball inbounded and get a good look there at the end of the game. So again, Kurt Hope, 14, Sam Englert, 15, and Daniel Lusk led the way for the Rangers with 16 points tonight. For Barre, they were led by Gabe Gladish, the junior guard. He had 24 points. Gabe had a very, very nice ball game. Gabe had 3 3-point field goals. He had 5 2-point field goals, and he was 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Keegan O'Neill with 12 points. Keegan had 5 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for his 12. Austin Ainsco had 3 3-point field goals for 9 points. And Isaac Wagler had 7 points for Barre. He had 3 2-point field goals and was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Gladish with 24, Keegan O'Neill 12, Austin Ainsco 9, Isaac Wagler 7. You add all that up, Mike, and it's a 52-50 win for the Barre Vikings.
All right, Vikings win it 52-50. Move to 10-1 on the season. We're joined now by Victorious head coach Brian Hughes. Vikings win it tonight 52-50. Coach, you always stand up for these post games. You're sitting down tonight.
So I'm tired.
We're tired. I mean,
give our guys credit. That's a tough, hard-fought victory for us, even though we didn't do some things very well in the last 3 minutes and missed some free throws and turned it over. You still got to like the effort we gave, and when you're dealing with kids in high school basketball, that's the first obstacle. If you can get them to play hard, and so I'm happy about that.
I think Forest Park is a team. They probably got after you defensively, maybe in more ways than a team's got after you in a long time.
They do, and they always have. And when that ball gets on the side, they try to keep it on the side, and it makes it very difficult to run your stuff. And we just had to run a lot of motion, and that's the reason Bryson was in the game. He is a player that can get by his man and hopefully create some things for other people. And it's a hard-fought win, and games like this make you better.
Yeah, they certainly do. Gabe Gladish, 24 points tonight. I know He obviously would like to have performed a little bit better at the line, but still, you know, I thought his ability to maybe break people down and make some tough shots really really helped us out tonight.
Yeah, he made some tough jumpers. He made some shots where he elevated and had to jump over, up over some hands. And, you know, he's a tough kid. And, yes, he didn't I wouldn't give him an A for his performance, but he certainly got a high mark with 24 points. And, you know, we executed that play at the end. And the last thing I told Isaac, don't throw it out of bounds. And you just got to put air under that pass, and it was right wide open. And then it kind of put us in a situation we had to use our last time out with him, Gabe putting another jersey on, and it just seems like everything was going against us there at the end. But they missed, and we came up with the rebounds.
Well, so that, you know, puts one big win in the book next week. Friday night rematch with the Ligoti Lions.
Yeah, well, we'll worry about that after this weekend. Yeah, Ligoti, you know, obviously a sectional team, and our guys are obviously smart enough to understand how close the first game was. And, you know, we just got to prepare and you know, go to their court and play some basketball. That's what it amounts to.
You know, it's a game that has traditionally been played on a Saturday night. I asked you why the change was made to a Friday night earlier this year. When you explained it to me, I mean, it made perfect sense in about 10 seconds. But tell everybody why, you know, this is a game that, you know.
I just ask, you know, I knew Ligoti didn't play on Friday night, and we didn't play on Friday night. And quite honestly, the basketball season is a very, very long season, and trying to get guys some days off to relax and get away from it in a weekend, I just ask if they would have any would like to move it to the Friday night, and that way you give your players off Saturday night and Sunday, and then you're back at it Monday. And they obviously thought it was a decent idea too, but you know, I don't think it's that big a deal. I know some people were making a pretty big deal about it, but Friday night basketball, that's what you're in Indiana, and I don't like to set on Friday night and not play, and especially when we both wasn't playing, it made no sense we didn't play on Friday night.
Yeah, I certainly agree, and coaching things myself, it's five practices in a week without playing is a lot at this time of year. Well, Coach, congratulations, and we'll catch you this week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Barrie Head Basketball Coach Brian Hughes. Vikings win a tough one tonight, 52-50. Vikings move to 10-1 on the season. A little hardware to pass out tonight, Coach Ash. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like.
Yes.
Tell us why.
And we are going to, I'm going to have Eli Ash. I'm going to have him pick,
yes!
Pick the Bill Dobson Player of the Game. So here's the headset. This isn't censored. This is a 7-year-old, so we'll see what comes out of his mouth.
You
all
put
right?
it on.
All right,
we're
here
gonna
we go.
Have a little interview. Hey, Eli, what's up, man?
Nothing.
So I know you're a big basketball fan. Obviously, you're a Chicago Cubs fan, so you're smarter than almost everybody else in the gym. But tonight, you got a big assignment. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Who earned it from the Vikings tonight?
The Player of the Game for the Barrie Vikings is Gabe Gladish with 24 points.
Okay, so Gabe had 24 points. Hold on, tell your dad to put that headset on. We're going to do an in-depth interview. So he had 24 points. What else did Gabe do well tonight that you liked?
He rebounded really well.
Yeah, he rebounded well. So Gabe is your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Hey, when are you gonna come on here? Can we fire your dad and you just do the radio with me from now on?
Yeah.
All right, done deal. So that's what we're gonna do. Eli Ash gives it the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight to Gabe Gladish. Gladish 24 points, and Eli says, "Hey, he rebounded well, also." So. Hard to argue with an intelligent 7-year-old, Coach Ash.
That is right. Yeah, there was no pre-scripting that either, so we'll go with his suggestion. And I couldn't agree more. Gabe kind of brought that toughness tonight. I thought that Barrie was going to have, and he did a nice job out of the guard position, getting rebounds, and obviously his offensive effort really, really helped Barrie, especially against the defense that Forest Park will play. Just a very tough defense to score against, and Gabe had 24 big points for the Vikings.
All right, so Gladish tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, join us again tomorrow night. Bar Eve girls head over to Vincennes Reveille for a Saturday evening contest. And we will bring all of that action to you. And then a busy week this week. Bar Eve girls back in action later this week. And then, of course, Friday night, Bar Eve and Lagodi from Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
Right, we'll give one more shout-out, Mike. How about some Daytona listeners? They escaped the cold weather down in Daytona, Florida. The trailers, we're going to – Joe and Gladys and Brian and Sharon Trailer down in Daytona. We actually met them in Evansville. We were coming off a plane, and they were getting on a plane yesterday. So we are very jealous of them. Probably going to sit on the beach tomorrow, Mike, and I'm sure it's 80-degree weather. So we're glad they tuned in tonight.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't feel sorry that they missed this tonight, you know, knowing where they're at. I'm sure they would have loved to have been here. But the polar vortex is wearing me out, yes, International. That's all I've got to say.
I think we got
that.
Some warm weather coming next week. So,
just in time to make everybody sick. So, well, that's going to do it. Vikings win it tonight, 52-50 over Forest Park. For my friend Dave Foster back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for Bar Eve Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.